Happy National Get Out of the Doghouse Day, Sean.
Happy National Get Out of the Doghouse Day, Melanie.
Wow, I can't believe that we didn't start reviewing season 2 of Canada's Drag Race a year ago.
Yeah.
It's not a year ago.
I feel like it wasn't a year ago, no.
I don't think it was. I was about to say, wow, a year flies by. I don't actually think it's been a year. I'm going to have to check it. But we're coming to you on Monday, the 18th of July, and I can't believe that we're already recapping episode 1 of Canada's Drag Race Season 3. How fucking fun!
Yeah. We love Canada.
Yep. Before we actually start getting into the nitty-gritty dates, what do you want to see this season?
Oh, I mean, I
want. And don't say drag queens because no shit, Sherlock. Me too.
Well, yes. Fashion.
Okay.
I want to see fashion. I want to see drama.
I thought you were doing a peppermint then on the pit stop. It's fashion. It's fashion.
Yeah, I want to see fashion so then I can wonder, is it fashion?
Is it fashion? But is it fashion? That still cracks me up. Every time, how many times has Peppermint been on the pit stop now? I think it's twice. But the last time she was on the pit stop with Bob, that killed me too. Did you see at the end where Bob accidentally called her Monet?
Yeah.
And then Bob's just like, okay, well, nice to see you. And then just gets up and leaves. And Peppermint's face is just so like, I don't know what to say. It was the best.
They're the best together.
So good.
I think Bob is like by far the best pit stop host.
I like Bob and Trixie.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Bob has had so many funny moments this season.
Yeah. I think Bob, yeah. Well, Bob just.
It's all-star season.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah, Bob's a
like
even
actually at yeah, the last season too, like with Monet hosting, like the funniest episode was the one where Bob was the guest.
So keep like my daughter's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
I had that on replay for so I said someone edited it so that it was only that excerpt, and I sent that to so many people. I'm pretty sure I said it to people that didn't even watch Drag Race. And I was like, I did. I sent it to a couple of people, and this is why. And I said, and this is why you need to watch Drag Race. And they're like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, it's funny even outside of context. Anyway, let's bloody start the episode, shall we?
Yeah, let's begin.
So, Sean, I've started renovating my house, as you know. I've got fancy wallpaper and a new garage door, which is painted green and all this other stuff that's going on. And so I was very switched on when I looked at the episode and I was like, oh, my God, Canada has also done some renovations. Did you notice that?
Like, subtle, but yes.
What do you mean subtle? There's fucking like LED lights that said work.
That was what I was thinking. Yeah, it's like the lights. It's like they've kept like the main iconic things like the red leaf.
Oh yeah, they've still done that. But yeah.
Yeah, things like that are. It's been nicely updated.
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Yeah, I like the update.
Yeah, it's fun. So first queen off the rack, off the rank, off the rack.
In the workroom.
Yeah. Sure. First queen to walk onto the set. There we go. That's not gonna offend anybody. because what she's wearing is not off the rack. We have Bombay. 29 years old from Toronto via Mumbai.
Yeah.
That's fun. What do you think of her outfit?
I like, yeah. It's basically how she described it, actually. Like, she's giving supermodel with, like, a bit of a, like, I don't know if this looks club kid, but, like, the color could be.
Yeah, I actually loved the hair. That was my favorite bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she kind of has this very spunky attitude. So I was like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she seems very fun.
All right. So then we have our second queen. Our second queen
Oh,
comes out
yeah.
by saying that she's there to, we have Kimmy Couture, 25. And I believe that she has said that she is there to represent the Asians and the transgender community. And she makes a comment that she's going to break the curse of the Asian queens on the season, which,
I like that. It's fun.
yeah. So she's saying that she can sing, she's saying that she can act.
Yeah, she's got
Yeah.
it.
I love her bag, the little bag she walked in. Did you see it?
Like the shoe.
It's a little shoe.
Yeah,
It's just a little
that's fun.
shoe. Not functional.
Well, you could put like one or two things in there. It might fall out, but
What, one or two things?
you could put one chapstick.
You could put a chapstick, a singular tampon, and maybe your card.
I don't, maybe like a tiny square, like rectangular mirror. That might fit.
Priorities here. I'm looking
Maybe not
at
a
it and
round
I'm
mirror.
like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I need to be able to put tampons in it. And you're like, you could put a mirror in it.
Well, I was thinking makeup. I mean,
What makeup are you
you look
wearing?
like.
Oh, you could put a lipstick in there or a chapstick.
Yeah, lipstick, chapstick.
But I guess,
A
it's
dollar.
not always functional. I saw a bag the other day and it was shaped like a rotary phone and then you take the handle off and you can actually plug the handle into other electronic devices and you can actually listen to things through it. And I was telling Adrian, my husband, that I need this bag. And for 20 minutes, he's like, but it's not functional. Like, yes, it is. I can put makeup in there. I can put a heap of tampons in there. I can put my wallet in there. I can put this in there and blah, 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 blah. And he was just like, but why do you need to listen to things through the handle? And I'm like, I don't need to, but I like it as an option. He's like, okay. One interesting thing too, I have this may come across as unfair and unbiased,
Yeah.
but I have automatically high expectations of this queen because she is the drag daughter of Isis Couture.
Yeah, I think she's already like fighting people on Twitter over that now.
Oh, is she? I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I followed them a little bit. Oh well, I follow our old fave
Eve.
Eve.
Oh my
Look, I feel like
God.
I've become a big fan over her just because of Twitter.
Really? I don't have Twitter. I just have Instagram, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
And
I don't post anything on Twitter. I just like it comes up with it either comes well nowadays it comes up with like drag queens that I follow, and it'll just randomly come up in my notifications that they've like posted something, and then sometimes I'm like, oh, that seems interesting.
that seems very interesting.
Yeah, or you can tell it's drama from like the first couple of words, and then I'm like, yeah, all right.
Next queen, we have Shelazon LaRue.
Chella's on the roof.
Yeah. Can I just say, I think it's pretty cool that the first we didn't just start off with white queen, like a heap of white queens straight up.
Yeah.
Just
They're giving us a very diverse start.
yeah, straight away. So that's cool. Her look, interesting. It's just like a hoodie. This is Stay Deadly. What are your thoughts around that?
I honestly kind of like it. I mean,
I get
as an
the
entrance look, I like it anyway.
Yeah. I still remember watching the last season of the American Drag Race. This is season 14.
Yeah, oh, it did make me think of Willow Pill.
Yeah, when she came out and then everyone was like, so it could potentially be going down this route.
Yeah.
Who knows? We shall see.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, plus I think like having messages written on her, I think I've got a feeling that that's gonna be her stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely a message queen.
Our next queen, I fucking love her name. Shada Hudson.
Shada Hudson.
Shada Hudson.
I like this. I
That
like
was
her.
my grandmother's name. Surname was Hudson. So I do have a bit of an affinity with this surname. Shada Hudson. How fucking fun. It is fun, it is classy, but it is also, yeah, tongue in cheek and just lots of fun. I love it. I love what she's wearing too.
Me too.
It's just
Yeah.
giving me this like,
She's got a really fun energy.
this is giving me like, oh my God, what's her name? Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim. Yeah, I see that.
Just really, yeah, very early noughties.
Yeah. And she
Yeah.
referenced my favorite Kim Petras song,
What did she?
Throat Goat.
Course, that's your, yeah, throat goat.
It's a banger.
I automatically have high expectations of this queen also because Mumbai straight up was just like, oh, she's like, you have queens from Toronto, but she's the queen from Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah, they've built her up as a big name.
Yeah. Give it to me. All right, we have our next queen coming in. Interesting look. I hate it.
Yeah, we have our first wig reveal.
I also hate the wig reveal. Is it Miss Moso?
Maybe we should listen to that as well.
Yeah, okay. Just hang
It's
on,
spelled
audience. We
CO.
just want to make
Well,
sure
it's
that we're
that.
not misinterpreting names because we do have a history of that.
Yeah.
Not pronouncing names correctly.
It's happened.
Yeah, it's not happening anymore. Not
We're
doing it.
very white, but we're trying.
Look, we're fucking trying, okay? Like, look, I'm not saying
I need to
that
say that with
I'm.
more of a wobble in my voice. We're very white.
One thing that's been pointed out to me a lot by our audience, which is sometimes our friends, sometimes randoms, that we don't know, not randoms, you know. People have told me that generally what happens is you, Sean, get the pronunciation right, and then I step in and go, no, it's not right, and then I fuck it up. So,
I think, and I'm just an uncertain person that I'll then believe you,
like, really? Okay.
and be like, oh, you're probably right,
You're probably
and
right.
then
Oh, did you see that? We have someone joining us. Hello, little dog. Oh. We've got a dog in the studio. She probably wants food.
little London's
And I
hungry.
can't blame her because I haven't had food either. Oh, no, bitch, you have had food. She had a fucking lamb chop today. Miss
Massive.
Mosu.
Massive.
Miss Mosu. I hated this outfit. Mangy feathers, just randomly. I don't like just random feathers, just kind of like it just looks mangy. I love the shoulder pads, the wigs are hated. It's just me.
I like the overall look. Yeah, the fe
Need
yeah,
the
the feathers are, when
feathers.
you can't really see, when you see it from a distance, it doesn't look as bad.
But
Like
then
the
when you go
feathers.
up there, you're like, oh, this bird's sick.
Yeah.
It just looks like mange. That's what mange
Yeah,
looks like.
I don't love the feathers up close. But yeah, from a distance, I like it.
Yeah. Down under right now, it's winter and we have these rainbow lorikeets that come to our house because I'm the bird queen and they're changing their feathers at the moment because it's winter, so they're molting and they looked better than her. and they still look pretty gross because they've got like these feathers that they've been ripping out, and they look like they've gotten into fights with each other. But it's not. It's because it's winter, and that's what happens. It's what nature does.
I do like that her earrings are her name. I'm really just noticing this now.
I don't like when queens wear their name.
I like it if it like if it works like that, because like I think it's cool that like you have to like read into it. Because it's like MM. So it's like it could easily go unnoticed, but it's there. Subtle branding.
It's not subtle. This is how I see it. We can have differing opinions. We can have differentiating opinions. Because that's what makes us work.
It's
you're
fun.
I'm the pen, you are the teller. You're wrong and I'm right. That's what makes us work. jokes aside, I kind of see it this way when queens have their names on themselves.
Priyanka did it.
Just because you know, like, I just think of myself when I was in kindergarten and I was like, look, Mum, I know how to spell my name. That doesn't mean I can read. I just know how to spell my name. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, whoop-de-doo, you know how to spell your name. Aren't you fun?
Well, I mean, Priyanka did it, though. But that was her brand.
Her whole thing was, what's my name?
Yeah.
But she had a political message why she said that. Because she was like, a lot of people, you know, don't even know how to say my name, but also they don't even acknowledge that people like me do drag. And so I will always ask people to repeat my name because it validates that I am here and I'm queer and you gotta fucking get used to it. There's a purpose for it. It's not just, look at me, I can spell my name. This isn't fucking Sesame Street. Like, but you know, I'm expecting great things of Miss Mosu as well.
Yeah, they've built her up too.
Yeah, she's probably great. She's great. She's great. Just, you know, I'm just talking about the entry.
We'll probably love her. She seems nice.
Oh, yeah. She seems nice. It doesn't mean that she looks good. How many times have you come over to my house and I'm recording this in, like, my pajamas at the moment and it's 3:50 in the afternoon? I don't have a bra on, and because I have fucking Poland syndrome, you can tell my issues when I don't have a bra on. How many times does that happen? You come over and you don't say anything because I'm a good person. Doesn't mean I look good. I don't like that you didn't interrupt and go, oh, Mel, you always look beautiful to me. You just kind of nodded like, yeah, I get what you...
I'm the worst when people say things like that. I kind of just like I either say nothing, I don't know. I just give nothing.
In saying that, you're always the friend that you walk in and then you'll just be doing nothing. And I'm like, fuck, you are so beautiful. And then you just kind of go, yeah, I know. It's just... yeah. Anyway.
I'm like, I try.
Anyway, we have another queen walking into the workroom, very campy, speaking in French. No one knows what the fuck she's saying, but we do as the audience because they have subtitles and that's fun. And her name is Giselle. Is it Giselle Lullaby?
Yes. Oh, that's what it says.
How interesting. I don't know why. She reminds me a little bit of Veronica Green. Sort of.
You mean like look wise or just her vibe?
I think look wise, but she seems like she's obviously campy. She's got like the Priscilla Queen of the Desert wig.
Yeah.
So she must be into theater or fairly theatrical. So that could be part of the reason as well.
Yeah, she's got a very camp.
I love her. I love her confessional look.
It's like camp glam.
Yeah.
I love her professional look.
A pink and white candy stripe with a mustard fedora.
Mm.
Oh, no, is it a fedora? No, that's not a fedora. What do they call that? She's sitting wearing it on the crown. Look, I don't know. It's a mustard hat.
Very good looking.
Very good looking, too.
Mm.
Mm. I really love the color mustard. Take away the fact that our podcast is called Bring Back the Mustard. I wouldn't say I'm mad for yellow, but I do really love the color mustard.
It's a fun yellow.
It's like a mature yellow.
Yeah. It's like it's really grounded and it's strong.
It's strong and you put it on hot dogs.
People should be bringing it back.
Bring back the mustard. Fucking bring it back. It is coming back though, because the set, because like the whole like 70s vibe of like flares and shit, this color is coming back. So I'm like, yeah, every time I see some flares that I slightly appreciate, I'm fucking snapping it up, because this is my time. This is like probably going to be the only pocket of time for the next 20 years or so that I'm going to be able to go to a shop and go, you know what, I like that, and actually buy it.
Mm.
You know this is true.
Funny thing too, actually, I'm using the RuPaul's Drag Race wiki as like a vague reference, so I just have it up on my phone.
Oh, look at you. But
yeah, their title color is in fact mustard.
Oh, they're bringing it back.
The mustard yellow. You might not be able to see it through the video.
Doesn't matter. I believe you, because I
little line.
Look at that. Anyway, so the next queen, we have an owl. Who do we have? No, you didn't laugh at that? Okay.
Hang on, give me a minute.
Instead of saying who, I said hoot. Do we have?
Hoot do we have?
That is so disappointing. You didn't even... Okay. All right. Fuck my jokes, right?
I'm just slow today.
Today?
Well.
Well. Yeah. We have chaos, spelled with a K. K-O. No. K-A-O-S. Look at me, not knowing how to spell, but I know how to spell my name. I better start writing it on myself.
Chaos with a K.
Chaos with a K. And she's 27. Hello, dog.
A little bit trade as well.
Yeah. Very edgy. She says she's pansexual. So we've all got equal opportunity.
I love
this. Not that I want to, because I'm happily married to a person that doesn't look like this.
But yeah, I love a bunch of stretches and piercings and tattoos.
I've always loved, as you know, like rock and roll dudes, but I'm not into stretches. I always like 70s looking rock and roll dudes with like long hair, skinnier than me, darker features. Or I like rock stars that look like David Bowie. And that's why I'm with Adrian, with like the slick back. Actually, Adrian's hair's quite long now. You haven't seen us in a while. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
Not as long as mine, obviously, because that'd be stupid. But
it was long when I last saw him. Yeah, it's probably just getting longer.
And now it's longer. And I'm like, when are you going to stop growing it? And he's like, oh, I don't know. When do you reckon? I'm like, mate, I'm not going to tell you. And then his brother goes, oh, I'm so glad, Mel, that you let him grow his hair. I'm like, mate, I didn't fucking let him do anything. That's his head. He can do whatever he wants with it. Doesn't impact me. He can do whatever the fuck he wants with his head. If he wants to shave his hair, I don't want him to. But he can, because it's his head.
Your pro-choice.
22. It's 2022. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Pro-choice of haircut.
Pro-choice!
Yeah.
But also, the less that I tell him he has to do, it means the more things that I can do without him being like, well, I don't want you to do that. I'm like, well, I let you grow your hair. You can let me do insert thing that I want to do.
That's a way to think about it.
Look at me, wife of the year.
How will this help me get what I want?
It's the way of life. Yeah. But anyway, back to this queen. Fucking fun. I love these sort of queens that are just like, it kind of gave me more, it kind of reminded me of Pythia's runway when she was Moira Rose in the Crows Have Eyes 3. But like, obviously it's different. It's different. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. But it, I like queens that are not just doing woman illusion. They're like doing some other thing, which is really, really fun.
And it's very unique, like the way she's done it as well. Like it's like you can tell that it's Owl, but yeah.
Yeah,
It's like
I
it's
have a
still really
feeling.
glamour. It's still really glamorous at the same time.
Yeah, I have a feeling that out of drag, they will be the trade of the season. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I reckon too.
All right, next queen, we have Fearsalicious.
Oh yeah.
I hate this name. Okay. It's not anything. It's not funny. It's not punny. It's just cocky, and I hate that.
I guess it's sort of working on Fergalicious. That's the only reference I could think that it works with. It's not even Fergie's name, but Fergie has called herself Fergalicious before.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Georgius, but at least with Georgius, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong. Listeners, you can come for me and you know, just, well, not come for me. That's rude. Just tell me if I'm wrong or commend me if I'm right. Like Georgius, I'm pretty sure her name was George or Georgie or something out of drag, right? And that's why it's Georgius.
Potentially.
I don't know, but
I
even
can't
then.
remember, to be honest.
Yeah, Fearsalicious takes too long to say.
How'd you shorten it? Like this? No.
I just think it should be punny or something. Look, you do what you want. You do what you want.
Fearless.
But the queens are very excited when she walked in. They're like, "Oh my God!" She's nice.
Yeah. The second TikTok queen.
Oh yeah, she's a TikTok queen. I don't use TikTok. I know you use TikTok. I should probably
I
start
have
using
it.
TikTok.
I feel like I have it, but like I almost never watch it anymore. It's very rare I do now.
I just don't like it.
I like it, but it's just very time consuming.
It's time consuming for the short amount of time that you have.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and yeah, it always just depends with what comes up. Like most of the time it just comes up with like, yeah, most of the time it comes up with the political pages I follow or political accounts I follow, which are like, I watch and like them when I'm on, but then like most of the time when I go into those things, I just want to watch funny videos.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
just.
it's plus it has. I feel like they have a lot of issues on TikTok. It's like their algorithm and what they allow and their rules and regulations with what they allow and don't allow is really dodgy. I think they're actually no, they're becoming known as one of the worst. Definitely the dodgiest. They'll basically block people for doing next to nothing, but they'll allow like horrific stuff to happen.
That's
And then
stupid.
not block and then not do anything about it. It's yeah.
It sounds like it's run by children.
May as well be.
Unfortunately, most of the content are idiots on there. I just don't like stupid stuff. I like stupid stuff that's intentionally stupid, but yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know. I can't handle it. As you know, I'm just like.
Yeah, and some of the stupid trends that go on there are like really dumb. Thankfully, I don't see most of those, but yeah. I feel like I've watched YouTube videos about them. I've actually spent more time. I probably watch more things like complaining about them, complaining about TikTok than I do spending time on TikTok.
You know, it was funny. A friend of mine sent me a TikTok video, and she was, "Oh my God, Melanie, this killed me." And I opened it up, and it was like a 7 second clip of Katya from and I was like, and I replied back, I'm like, yeah, they're fucking hysterical. Why don't you go on YouTube and watch the full episode? They did not. They just continue sending me excerpts of these tiny, and I'm just like, Just watch. Get the car. I know, I've seen it. It's like people that quote movies, but they haven't seen the movie and don't know the context.
It's really funny, yeah. It's I find it even funnier too that TikTok is now like spanning to like make longer videos and stuff. I think they do 3 minute and even longer, potentially longer now as well.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like the whole point of TikTok was like the 60 second 1 minute videos or 15 second videos.
That's so dumb. Remember Vines?
Yeah, that's the original TikTok.
That shit itself, right? It was only 7 seconds or something.
Yeah, just I don't know what happened to it. It just died.
Anyway,
done.
Next queen, Vivian Vanderpuss.
Vivian Vanderpuss.
She's come in dressed as a couch.
Oh yeah, I like her.
Yeah, very campy, very fun. It's giving me Dolly Parton wearing her couch, using her couch as an outfit. That's fun to me.
Yeah, it's a fun vibe. I enjoy her out of drag look too.
Yeah.
She just seems like a fun person.
Yeah. She looks like a kitchen in the 80s.
Yeah. I love the tussles.
Yeah. It's really, really fun. So I expect high things from her.
Me too.
We have another queen stomping in.
Yeah. The first impression from one of them was like, lemon.
Lady Boom Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very given a great first impression.
Yeah, yeah. I loved her shoes.
Yeah, I could understand why they were like lemon, but then they're like, no, it's better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was like, yeah, the lemon hair, also color hair, but yeah.
She looks very polished. I know a lot of the other ones do, but she actually looks like a caricature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you approve of the self-branding on this one?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily her name. It's just like, I mean, it is her name, but like, it's she's like a comic.
She's made like...
This like is, she's done this a, is the she's one done exception. A full
concept out of the brand.
This is the exception.
Because it's literally a boom.
Yes. So, you know, that's the exception.
High-end branding.
Because it works. It's impressive and it's punny.
Yeah.
It's not like, hi, I know how to spell my name. And here it is also, on myself.
This is a very good nude illusion.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's very good. Because later on, there's a nude illusion that is not good, which I will talk about at that point in time. But like
the majority of nude illusions we've seen have been pretty bad on Drag Race. Like there haven't been many good ones.
It's not just getting something that's a natural tone. You have to get a tone that matches your skin, but also that may potentially be near impossible. It's also about doing what's underneath, like concealing what's underneath. We'll go into it later. Yeah, because yeah, there like, was one that I was like
your whole the way your body like parts of your body might be like different shades as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty it's probably very hard to do.
This next queen that comes out, gross. She comes out dressed as like with a snot dress with a tissue up her nose and then is not COVID safe. And snorts out tissue. Yeah. Oh my god.
I enjoyed it though. It was like the point of it.
I do love the name. Ermagerd.
Well, I think she was showing her personality.
Yeah, she was. But I guess being locked in a house for 2 years trying to dodge COVID, I'm just like, this is gross. What did I say to you after you went to Mardi Gras and you said that you made out with 10 people?
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what I said.
What did you say? You're like, oh yeah, you were like, that's not very COVID safe.
So, you know, you can imagine when this comes out, like, oh, this is fun, but it's not COVID safe.
I was wondering, yeah, I was just thinking, I wonder if she had to, like, clear any of that with the producers or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, although at the same time, I feel like that would be a very short conversation anyway if she did have to clear any of that. It's just like, I'm going to put a note, I'm going to tissue in my nose and then I'm going to blow it out and it's going to fall on the floor.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to pretend to sneeze.
Yeah. All right, next queen.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
sorry. I'm just very conscious that we're 10 minutes and 51 seconds in.
Yeah.
All right. Next queen, we have some excitement. It's Halal Bey, who is the drag mother of Bombay.
Yeah, we have a family this season.
Halal Bey, first queen with a moustache.
Yeah, first moustache queen.
Come through Freddie Mercury.
And I like the meat dress.
Yes, that was very cool. That was very, very cool. I think she straight up, I was like, oh, I think she's going to be my favorite.
I feel like she's sort of giving us like, she's giving us half Lady Gaga, half like, I don't know, like she's like her skin, like half inside out skin or something with the.
She was the meat. She was the meat.
Yeah, with the makeup. Yeah, with the half or half of her face is like inside out. I love it.
Yeah, I really enjoy her. I really enjoy her.
Yeah, and she has a fun. I feel like she has a very unique energy as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what she does on First Impressions.
Even just her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. All right. So they announced the first, would you call this the mini challenge?
Yeah.
They have to do a day wear look runway.
Yeah. These challenges, always, these ones always feel like they're a little bit more than a mini challenge. But I guess at least this time they only made them do one look.
Yeah. They did this last season too, right? My memory, I'll be honest, is absolutely fried.
Same. I'm like, what did they do in the first episode last season? I cannot remember.
Anyway.
I just, yeah, all I remember is just Eve crying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eve saying that she could sing, which... I cannot handle it when people say that they can sing and they have these grand illusions that they are. Okay, look, no, I'm going to correct myself. When people say that they are a singer, there is a difference between someone who has a nice voice when they sing songs and a singer. They are two different things. A singer is somebody who sings incredibly well or has a repertoire or has some sort of like job or career singing. Not Eve. Does my head in. Hate it. Anyway, that's me getting off topic. So they start the fashion show and we've got queens that are sort of doing a mix of like winter and summer sort of thing. Some have reveals, some don't. Were there any that stood out for you for good or bad?
Yeah, like the first one was a definite, it was a strong start.
It was a strong start, but I will say this.
I feel like the reveal wasn't as good.
The reveal wasn't as good. I kind of wish the outer garment had a little bit more shape. I know she's like a slender queen, and she did make a comment that she represents the queen, the, you know, the girls that don't have boobs, i.e. sometimes the really skinny petite ones. But I guess for me, I wanted to see a little bit more shape, but like just a little.
She's like that very tall, skinny, but
yeah.
Yeah. I guess she can pull it off.
Mm.
Yeah. I liked the next one too with the 80s. It was a very 80s vibe.
With the red hair and the black and white and the pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun too. That was fun. There were a couple that I didn't understand. The dog walk one, I just wish that, I know there were leads hanging off her, but I wish there were dogs hanging off them as well.
Yeah.
I really didn't like, Halal Bay's look. I think it was a little bit, it's not that I didn't like it. It wasn't bad. I just think it was a little bit too, I think the moustache needed to be a different colour.
Yeah. Like, I feel like when I first saw it, I was like, I like it. But then, yeah, hearing about, yeah, I feel like when they show it up close, it looks good. But yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing. We're getting it on TV.
Yeah, when we get the close-ups, we're like it's like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, from a distance, it's like, I get it. It meshes too much.
What was her name? I'm so sorry. Was it Lady Boom Boom?
Yeah.
With
the sort of Paris Hilton look.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought I didn't like this look when Paris Hilton popularized it. And I don't like it now. I think it's very lazy. I know she's emulating a pocket of time, but I was like, that's kind of lazy. That's just me though.
I was kind of torn by it because I was kind of like, that's an interesting choice for her. But I think it worked in her favor.
Eventually, when we get to that part of the episode.
It's jumping ahead. But I wonder if there was a little bit of a strategy.
Well,
because she knows she's a good sewer, and I mean, they must have been told. Like, I feel like they must have been told some. Like, they acted like they were surprised when they found out the maxi challenge, but they must have been told something. Anyway, we go back to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't actually say. Yeah, I said the ones that I didn't like. I should have said the ones that I do like. I really liked the I really liked the plaid.
Yeah.
And I think, the plaid was really cool. And I guess the first one, to be honest, none of them really blew me away. Oh, shit. Okay. I forgot to say it. I said I was going to say it and then I didn't say it. Sean, you got to keep me accountable when I forget things.
Sure.
Who was the queen that did the noodle? There was a noodle illusion. It was really bad. What was her? She came out as the booger. What was her name?
Oh,
No one is going to listen to this podcast now. They're going to cancel me going, look at her. She didn't even bother to learn the names. I'm just reviewing it as a person watching the episode for the very first time and not being from Canada and not knowing these queens. Not excusing it, but I'm just saying I can't quite remember her name. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to go back and find her name. Far out. She was wearing the
side pocket.
Oh, my God. She was the one with the best name.
Was it like the nude illusion of the belly or stomach?
Yeah, this is the problem I had. Irma Gerd, everyone.
I just don't like the side pocket.
Irma Gerd. I can't believe I forgot her name. I'm so sorry. Well, I hate the nude illusion because the color is a pretty good match. It's slightly more yellow than what it is. It's slightly more yellow than her natural skin tone. I appreciate that can't quite be controlled with the fabric. You can control it with your makeup, though. The other thing I was going to say is I know that that is not her belly. And the reason why I know that is because I can see the boning of the corset underneath.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be able to see that.
I mean, so, I'll give it to this one. Like, that would look good in a distance.
Yeah, but it needs to be, you're on telly.
Yeah.
So.
Admittedly, though, it's a way to show belly and corset, so.
What?
Well, it's a way to try and show belly and cinch her waist, I guess.
Yeah, but I can see that that's not her belly. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
She's with the nude illusion on to be like, oh, this is my belly. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, do you have to watch? Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't nude illusion, it had been like a full shirt. Or maybe she just doesn't like her stomach. I don't know.
Then don't wear a crop.
Yeah, unless it's not a crop and it's actually built to look like that. I don't know.
You get what I'm saying, though.
But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get it, though. Yeah, it's not executed as well.
No, that's it's not.
But yeah, that is the point with the... Yeah, I feel like that is... It's just the downside of nude illusions. It's just really hard to get them right.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the pocket on her pants.
No, me either. That was annoying.
Yeah, because those are nice pants.
Just for that, they are the green plaid.
I love the green plaid. And actually, I feel like the elements of this jacket are cool.
Mm-hmm.
The outfit are cool. I like the jacket. Don't love the choice, but yeah, the jacket and the pants minus the pocket.
Okay. All right. So what you're getting at is that. What? Okay.
Basically,
so
I would just edit this outfit a lot.
And not
do a purple headband.
Okay. So in closing, you didn't like the pocket.
Yeah, really hate the pocket.
Good chat. Let's move on. Now. Fuck now. I just want to go back
to how much I hate the pocket. Like, just really got to me. And...
I get what she was doing with the bangles and I get where she was coming from, but just like the pocket at the front. But like overall, I really liked it. It's just the
fuck, mate. Jesus. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
You didn't like the pocket.
Actually, I'm straight up. I'm seeing another close up of it, and actually, I'm only just noticing that like the hair is like a hoodie. It's like a leather hood thing over purple hair. Okay, now I'm just confused. I think she's just got too much going on.
But there's one thing that we can all agree on.
Oh, it was a beret. Okay. I don't like it.
There's one. Oh, you don't. Especially the pocket.
I hate it. Yeah. I also hate the. I hate that beret with it too. And the purple hair.
God.
But the pocket, though.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's move on.
Yes, please. Let's move. Anyway, so, right. So, Bombay wins the challenge. Do you agree? Just yes or no answers.
Yeah, happy with it.
Good. Move on. So, I love it. I'm like yes or no answers. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
I've reflected and, no.
Anyway, there you go. Hooray. I think she won $2,500 voucher or something. How fun.
Yeah, something like that.
They announce the main challenge and they say, right, those lovely outfits that you just walked down with, now you have to cut them up and make something new. You tend to think that they potentially knew about this.
Yeah, I haven't read into anything on it yet, but I'm like, I'm fascinated anyway.
Mm.
This needs to be researched.
It's interesting because if they didn't know, a lot of these queens would have spent money to have these outfits made.
Yeah, that's what I'd think too. I'm like, they would spend a lot on that.
Hmm.
Like, I'd have to wonder, yeah, would they really blindside them to that one? Or maybe they give them... Although I've heard a lot of the time they like they don't they give them very brief ideas of like runway themes and things like that. But yet again, I'm thinking of like American producers. I don't know what Canada producers do.
Yeah, weren't you saying? I think it would be the same. Probably, I think it would probably, be the same.
Probably because executive just a vague idea.
Well, RuPaul's still the executive producer.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So, like, you know, but yeah, what was it you that was saying that sometimes some of the queens they get different descriptions to what other queens got?
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is.
Yeah, you have to wonder. I mean, maybe they give them like a clue and be like.
And then yeah, it's up to you to interpret.
Yeah, maybe they give them like a really subtle clue that's like, bring something like streetwear fashion forward that's going to make you look great on the runway. But you could potentially cut up if you had the opportunity to.
Mm. Yeah, potentially. Maybe something that.
Although, yeah. Looking at, I guess, yeah, maybe, or maybe they just thought, like, streetwear. People aren't going to spend too much on that.
That's what I'm thinking. So maybe they didn't know, but it would have been.
Even forget the idea of, like, a bomber jacket is always expensive.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of bomber jackets happening.
Yeah, potentially. This never ceases to amaze me. The queens that go on here that don't know how to sew. Oh my god, you always have at least one sewing challenge on this television show.
I mean, yeah, I'd be surprised, but like it happens every season.
It does my head in. You don't have to be an amazing sewer, but you need to learn something. Like Maxi Shield, when she was on Drag Race Down Under, she doesn't know how to sew, but what she did do before she went on the show, she did take lessons, but also she went, I'm pretty sure she went to Vanity, as in who, like the drag queen that owns Wigs by Vanity with Courtney Act, and they picked a silhouette that would work really well for her shape. And they figured out patterns, and then all she had to do was replicate that pattern on a fabric.
Yeah, she sought out help to do a crash course in how to sew quickly without being a professional sewer.
That's what you gotta do. You can't just, you know, like, mate, someone's always gotta go home each episode unless RuPaul's involved and then no one ever goes home ever.
Yeah. Or you've got to be, yeah. It's like if you can't work out a way to do that, you've got to be extremely good at hot gluing.
Yeah.
You've got to be a hot glue Picasso. That's a terrible example.
Yeah.
You get it.
I think there's only ever been one queen that I've gone, wow, you hot glued that. I'm actually been impressed, which was Benda LaCreme.
Yeah.
You know, Benda LaCreme can do whatever she wants and she's always going to be the best one.
Yeah. She's one of those queens.
Yeah. So straight up, before anyone does anything, do you have an idea of who is going to win the challenge?
Like, oh yeah, before like any of the preparations happened.
Yeah. First impressions.
I think I feel like I immediately thought of Miss Couture, yeah, Kimmy Couture, and
yeah,
probably Bombay as well.
Mm. I thought Lady Boom Boom and Miss Couture as well.
Actually, and Chaos too, just based off of that first look.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure because she mentioned something saying that she can't sew either. And I was like, oh, don't do this to me, Chaos. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, she says that once we start, once they start the making of it, she mentions that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That made me rethink it a bit. But, yeah.
Well, anyway, Lady Boom Boom does a silly thing and says that she is a seamstress. So all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, hey, can you help me? Oh, hey, you can help me. Can you help me? Can you help me? Meanwhile, she's trying to fucking get her thing together and everyone's just, you know, stepping in the way.
Yeah. I totally understand not wanting to tell anyone that you're a seamstress. But, I mean, everyone's going to ask around anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say anything. Yeah, because I've found in my life, I'll mention that I can do something and then people just assume that you're going to help, like, do the whole thing. That pisses me off. It's happened to me so many times. So now I'm like, you know what? Don't say anything. Sounds selfish, but I'm like, if you're in a competition, I ain't never got time for that, you know?
Yeah. Plus, it is one of those things, like, if you tell someone that you're, like, extremely good at something, like, they just automatically want to, like, be really invasive about it, too. It does tend to happen. Yeah. It happens to me with the whole perfect pitch thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people will be like, oh, what's this note? Then start playing it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's an E. This is why I don't tell people shit.
Don't tell them anything. Don't tell them anything.
Yeah. But I mean.
Unless you need them to do something for you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to. And it's a competition. Don't. I mean, you can help people, like, to an extent. But I feel like the way that they edited this together, it was just constantly people going, hey, so I heard this. Hey, so I heard this. Hey, can you help me this? Hey, how do I do this? I'm like, when did she have any time to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, who knows with the edit at the same time too. Like, she could have probably, for all we know, she turned it down a bunch of times and they just didn't show that, or other people around were also helping.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, guest judge. Now, we're on the runway. Who's the guest judge?
Monica.
You sound like you're in pain. Monica.
Schnarr.
Okay.
Who I totally know who she is.
Oh. That's good.
Monica Schnarr.
Schnarr.
That's totally not how you say it.
Monica Schnarr.
Like, she's a model.
I hate what she's wearing. Sequin. I have some cushions that are reverse sequin, as you know, and they're fun because they're cushions. I don't want to wear it.
Oh, she's like a long-time model, apparently. Turns out. Yeah. In 1986, at age 14, she won the Ford Model Supermodel of the World contest.
Wow.
Yeah, and appeared, she was like a child model, basically. Appeared on the cover of American Vogue at 14 and Sports Illustrated Swimsuit issue at 15.
That's
always worrying, to be honest.
Yeah. Different times.
Different times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an accomplishment nonetheless.
Yeah, sure.
She's done a lot of acting.
It is a different time. It was a different time though. Like, I even know when I was younger, I did some modeling as well. Like, not like swimsuit. I would never do that. But it was kind of like not out of the norm for, like, I always looked older. She probably had the same issue. Well, not issue, but, you know, like, there's a photo of me. I'm sure I've shown it to you. I pretty much look exactly the same now, except skinnier, because I've not really watched my diet for the past 9 months, which is really stupid. I should really watch it. But anyway, I look exactly the same. But I was saying to someone that I work with, I was like, oh, I always had older boyfriends. And they're like, well, how did you always have older boyfriends? Like, how did they feel comfortable? Because I always had boyfriends, like, when I was, like, 14, I would date guys that were, like, 19. And my colleague was like, but how could you even do that? And I'm like, well, I just didn't tell them how old I was, because I always looked, like, at least 17, 18. So.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not the first one to do that as well.
No, I never did anything. Like, it's not like I had sex with them or anything like that. It was all very innocent. Like, here's my boyfriend, and we'd go to the movies, and we'd, like,
pre-social media, we could get away with that much easier.
Yeah. So I was saying that I didn't invite my boyfriend to my year 10 formal because I didn't want him to realize that I was only in year 10. Well, he didn't ask, so I didn't tell him.
You didn't know.
Right, we get anyway, so the queens start coming out. Who is your top and your bottom? Before knowing anything else, anything that stands out to you, they're actually not terrible looking at these looks, all of them. There aren't that many that are terrible.
Oh, yeah, are we jumping to the looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Brooke's look though?
Oh shit. Oh my God. Okay, so that was fucking the best thing she's worn.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was the best thing she's worn. I'm
That's really
sorry, I
good.
totally glazed over it.
That's really the only part of that we need to touch on, really.
Yeah. Oh fuck, the crow, like they're rooster feathers.
Yeah. It looks so good. So that whole
So good.
silhouette is like.
Yeah, rooster feathers are cool because you can have a lot of, because they keep their shape quite well. But
Yeah.
they can look really shitty as well.
You can tell it's just really well constructed.
Anyway, now
Yeah.
back to the runways. Who did we, what, who was your favorite? Who was not your favorite?
Yeah, there weren't many I didn't like, really. What didn't I like? I'm like, yeah, loved Lady Boom Boom.
Yeah.
That's, oh yeah, we could go back to that actually with, touching again on like her, what, how simple her first look was made that next look just like, yeah. She showed, like, that made it show, like, real versatility.
Yeah.
Think
I
was so
think
smart.
I will say this. I think that look would have translated better in person because when I was looking at it, I'm like, I can see some pink.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, to me, it wasn't a twist on that outfit. But I still really enjoyed it.
Admittedly, that was the only thing I thought. I was kind of like, you could, if they wanted to, they could. I mean, who knows? They could have cut it out and been like, you should have shown us more of the pink in there. But at the same time, it was like what she did was just so good anyway. Plus the whole, yeah. Plus I really loved the elements of it. Like even like the stockings with it were kind of giving me like Cruella de Vil, Miranda Priestly a little bit. Like it was just very fashion.
Yeah.
It was fashion.
Was it fashion?
It's fashion. I didn't like Ermengarde's look.
I think that was better than the first look, but I still didn't like it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Maybe
I think the
I
first,
don't love her wigs, or her hair, her hairs.
yeah.
She does very flat hairs. Like, she mostly seems to do flat hair, which I don't. I mean, maybe I just. I don't know. I don't always hate flat hair. But yeah, I'm not loving it.
You're not loving it?
Don't know.
If you could have flat hair or the pocket on Irma Gerd's outfit, which would you go for?
Oh, don't. I mean, I'd take the flat hair though. I think I'd take the flat hair.
My God. Oh my God.
Plus it does, it depends on the flat hair as well. If it's styled the right way or if it suits the look.
Okay, well, Chaos was my favorite. I think that was the
Yeah, I
best
liked
example.
Chaos.
I think that was the best example of it being not only like you could see the first outfit in there so explicitly. And it was a drastic change. I really enjoyed it. The other one, like, look, Lady Boom Booms was awesome as well, but I just didn't see as much as the outfit in that one. And I did agree with what Brooklyn was saying, the boots, the ankle boot with that weird length of the skirt, it just kind of stumps you.
Yeah, that's one thing I agree with that. It could have been I reckon it would have been better if it was a pump or a lower boot, whatever you
call it. Yeah. Or the skirt needs to come up higher.
Like, I actually kind of liked the length of the skirt. I think the shoe needed a slight.
Is it the wrong shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because she had the striped stockings too. You could barely see them. So you kind of just cut off because the striped stockings are meant to elongate you.
Yeah.
And then she's cut it off.
That was the thing. I think the skirt length suited the stockings, but yeah, you needed to be able to see the stockings that little bit more.
Yeah. But overall, it was really, it was a spot on bloody effort. The chaos was my favorite. The least favorite was Miss. Oh my God.
Fiercelissa.
No. Hers was bad, but unfortunately it wasn't the worst one. I say unfortunately because she annoys me already. This is just me as a television viewer. Miss Mosu. My apologies.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No, Miss Mosu was really bad. They came around the corner and I was like, ugh. It was just very saggy. It looked like a scrotum. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It looked like Kermit the Frog scrotum.
Yeah, it just turned out really bad.
No.
It was smart. Well, I mean, yeah, you could tell what she was. She could tell she was trying to do something with that color scheme. But yeah, it just didn't work.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not the one.
Yeah, I think even if it had been cinched in, I don't know. Mm. I probably still wouldn't like it.
No.
Even just the little bits of pink on it. There's little dabbles.
All of it was bad. It was like she couldn't quite decide what she wanted. It kind of sounded like you trying to describe what parts of Irma Gerd's outfit you didn't like. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with this. But I really like this. I was considering doing this. But going back to that other thing, I really want this. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just making fun of you, mate. It's been a while.
There was a lot to dissect.
Oh my God. this was just too many ideas. Way too many ideas. And none of it worked together.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is too much. And to be honest, I know some people really like ruching. I actually hate it because I think it runs the risk of making you look huge.
Mm.
Even though it's doing the opposite effect. Like with this dress was too big for her, but it made her look huge.
It needs to be subtle with ruching, doesn't it?
I'm not into ruching.
Too much of it. You could have a ruched skirt maybe. That'd be cute.
Mm.
If it had just been a ruched skirt only and then the rest had been tightened in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think hers was by far the worst look. I was sad when I saw Hilal Bey come out in her look because I was like, I really like this queen. And I also think this is one of the worst looks.
Yeah.
Too much going on. Just pick one thing and stick with it.
It was one of those looks that I was like, I want to like it.
Yeah, but also, again, with the moustache, it didn't need to be the same, colour because you do lose it on the runway.
I feel like she should have tried to do, a bright lip or something. I don't know.
She needed to do, a red or something and then have red accents.
Yeah.
Or not even the lip, the moustache. Moustache and brows. Have them a different color.
Yeah, she could have done. I mean, she did that with her entrance look. She like, she subtly made her mustache a little bit brown. I mean, red.
I was gonna say, I'm like, it brown, is red. Brown.
Yeah, she gave it like a red. Yeah, she gave it like a red shade kind of thing.
Yeah. They were saying to Fierce Alicious that they didn't hate this dress. I hated this dress, but I agree it's not the worst dress. I don't like how you've got these little dresses, and there's quite a few of them now on the market where, and like, I mean, like biological ladies are buying them, where the dress has got like, it's a tiny little dress. And it's got this weird structure because it looks like you're not wearing a dress. I hate it. That's just me though. I hate most things that most people wear.
They just want to show their body.
Yeah. Yeah. I pretty much hate most fashion anyway. I have a particular, I like the things that I like in the end. I don't really broaden my horizons beyond that. But yeah. So based on the critiques, who did you think was going to win the challenge? I know you've already watched the whole episode, as have I, but for the sake of the listeners, who did you think?
I had a feeling it was going to be Lady Boom Boom.
I had a feeling it was going to be her as well, because first up they were like, oh, so clearly you can sew. I'm like, okay, well, that's the winner. The only other thing I thought may have swayed it was the fact that they didn't like the boot.
I thought that, but I think when they mentioned the whole, like, versatility thing with the, they didn't word it that way, but the comparison between the two looks.
Yeah.
Part of it, I was like, I reckon that's how they're gonna decide it as the
winner. Yeah. Actually, I will say this, it was very impressive how she made the outfit into a purse. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Making the outfit into a purse, that was very impressive.
Yeah. And it was very impressive to make that.
Yeah, it is.
Even though it's not as much of the original outfit.
Yeah.
Just as a construct that, even with supplied materials, it's like just doing that really quickly is so impressive.
Who did you think was going to be in the bottom based on this, now that they're in the workroom?
It was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You could kind of tell. I mean, you could kind of tell that Fierce Alicious was going to be bottom three, but not bottom two.
Yeah, I think the problem is they were like, it's poor quality, but we don't actually hate the dress.
Yeah, they were like, they ripped into her enough, but like, they were like, we don't 100% hate it.
Yeah.
Whereas the other two, they were like, pretty much all bad critiques.
Yeah. Bombay was a bit of a dumb bum. When she turned to Halal Bay and was like, I don't think you should have been in the bottom. And then they're like, okay, so who do you think should have been in the bottom instead of her? And she's like, do you think she may have said this because it's her drag mum and she felt obligated to stand by her mum?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of fact and love are a very hard thing to differentiate.
I think, yeah. I don't know who else she would have meant if she meant someone else should be in the bottom. And, like, would it, so is she implying one of the other safe queens should be in the bottom?
I just don't think she wanted to see her in the bottom.
Yeah, probably.
Plain and simple. I think she was just like, I don't want you to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
And you could tell because when they were like, so who would you have in the bottom? And she's like, oh, well, definitely, Fierce Alicious, and I'm like, well, she is in the bottom, so who else would you have in the bottom instead of whatever? And she couldn't answer it, so she knew that she was speaking from a place of her heart and not her head. Head being fact, heart being fiction sometimes.
Yeah,
hearts make silly decisions, not all the time.
Yeah, whereas I think Fierce Alicious is already getting the villain edit just a tad.
Yeah.
And she's already getting online hate. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why is that? Just because she's...
Yeah. Well, apparently she's been... Oh, God. There's already stuff. even funnily enough too, because Eve's already got after her a little bit. In a fun way though, but
okay.
She called,
we all know Eve's fun. She's fun.
Well, she called the little red things hemorrhoids. Pretty funny, but
I mean,
I forget what the shade comment was. She did it in like a. She did it as like a. She did it like a, it would read as if it was someone saying it at a roast or like a read.
Yeah. Okay, now that's fun. That's fun. She can stay. She just can't sing at me. She just can't tell me that she can sing again and try and sing. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, then she shared stuff about like she no one deserves hate like this, and it was like Fearshalista had shared like the haters' comment or like private messages to her being like. Yeah, it was something. It was they were basically calling. They were like calling her racist, even though, and then like saying that she. Yeah.
What? Wait. What? What? Go back. Who's calling who racist and why?
I don't know. The hate comment was so weird. It was like.
Sorry, sorry, listeners. So wait, sorry. So who was called racist and for what and why?
She's calling her racist without her ever.
No, when you say who, when you say her, who do you mean? Who said what to who?
Just some hater was calling. I'll have to read it again.
You're saying someone called them.
Right. I mean, I have to summarize. I can't read this out.
Who's the them?
Oh, like it doesn't say their name in it. Same properly. It's like a obscure picture.
But who was called the racist? Was it me? Was it you?
Oh, yeah. I think they're basically because Fearshalista was a little bit shady towards, I need her name, but the one Indigenous queen in the season.
Oh, okay. Also, yeah.
Who's also, she was being shady over her because she's also a TikTok queen. And she was like, and she was just shading her outfit and stuff like that.
I mean, it's not always going to be about race.
Yeah. What she said didn't have anything to do with race, which is what. So, but basically this hate comment is basically implying that she's coming for Indigenous queens.
Well, that's not quite. I mean, that's not how I would interpret it.
It's two private messages, I think, that are very contradictive of itself in that she's calling her. She basically, well, she calls her an effing mixed N-word, and then trying to come for Indigenous people, racist cunt. Oh, shit, I said the C-word. I can say the C-word, that's fine. But
I'm a very sensitive soul, mate. You better fucking watch it.
But yeah, it's like...
Wait, so someone, I'm very confused. I mean,
a lot of hate comments are like that. If you see them anyway, though, they're very contradictive and ridiculous like that.
So has someone accused Fearshalista of being racist and in the process been racist in saying it? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that's how
sick. Okay.
That's how, and yeah, most of them are making points after that being like, this is how sick these people can be.
Right. Okay. Like, so you're, yeah. Okay. Now I understand. So what you're, saying is, for example, and I swear to God, if anyone edits this out of context, I'll come for you, like legally and whatever, because I'm fucking smart. So say, for example, someone was to say, oh my God, you're racist towards this community, you like fucking expletive. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm not going to get sued because I was very good at wording that. But that's counterintuitive. But also at the same time, she is, as much as I so far think she's annoying, it's got nothing to do with, I just think people like that are annoying. I can't handle it. That's just me though, because I'm old and bitter.
She did a follow-up comment to it actually, like on the Twitter post where she shared it and said, like, for the record, when I came for Chella's on LaRue, I did not make a single comment about her being Indigenous. These types of comments are not okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with it. She's allowed to be like, I hate your outfit.
Yeah. And that's what drag queens do. But this is what drag queens do. They come for each other. Like, yeah. This is going to get talked about again when we go to Aussie Drag Race, because they're like, if we don't, has said it a lot in interviews, being like, if we don't read, usually the people we don't read are the people we don't like.
We're up to the lip sync now.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later, we're up to the lip sync. What do we think of the bottom two?
Like, do we agree? I mean, yeah.
I begrudgingly agree.
Yeah, it was like, it's not what I wanted at the beginning of the episode, but it was like, yeah, I understand why.
Mm.
Well, really just for Bay.
Yeah, I didn't want that to happen. That really made me sad.
I'm forgetting her full name, so I'm just...
Halal Bay. That's racist. Bay.
So racist.
Halal Bay.
Halal Bay.
Yeah.
It's quite memorable too, actually. I really should remember that.
Yeah, halal.
Whatever, it's the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really sad because then the lip sync started and I was like, no. I didn't want that to happen.
Actually, I wasn't super sure during the lip sync who was going to win.
I knew straight up the one with the saggy pregnant pouch.
I had a vague feeling just of the edits they were giving her with the judges' faces. Most that and like the part where Halal was on the ground doing that floor thing, and then Brooke was like, I don't know what's happening.
This was really sad.
But they're living there.
This was really sad.
Yeah.
But you know, good lip sync. There was a clear winner, I think. Bombay was very sad. Bombay had that, like, oh, this is awkward face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up the first episode. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty... Yeah, strong start. It's got potential.
It's got potential.
I like all the queens.
Okay. We're three episodes in. You're like, this series, this franchise does have some potential.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to the second finale. I'm like, yeah, I can feel the potential.
I feel like it could potentially be a hit. I don't know. The drag is so different in Canada. I can't quite define it.
Yeah, it's got its, like, yeah, it's funny. It's, yeah.
I can't quite define what it is.
Like, what the different, what the actual
difference is. Yeah, like, I know what it is, but I don't really quite have words to explain it. But I think that's because I don't know how to spell my name.
I feel like it's neat, but yeah, they've got a very interesting diversity there.
Mm. Yes, it's very cool. Well,
yeah. It might be fashion,
but is it fashion?
But is it fashion?
Well, good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.